You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 200, The Birthing of a New Earth. Thank you for tuning in. We have a message today from Spirit about a new earth that is coming into manifestation. Spirit says that what we are facing today in our world could be compared to birthing pains. In that sense, we are feeling the birthing of a new earth, an earth that is on a higher frequency, and opening a portal to another dimension. But before we get into that message for today, I want to say thank you to everyone who came out last Friday for our crystal walk for the children of humanity. It was absolutely beautiful. Everything about it was beautiful. And we have one more crystal walk coming up. This one will be for the women, the mothers of civilization. If you are on our email list, then you will get an invite to join us. Also, I want to give a shout out to a listener, Amber Pamplona. I hope I said that right. In California. Thank you, Amber, for reaching out to us. Please check your email or your spam box for a surprise that we sent you. We didn't hear back from you, so I'm not sure if you got the email. And I did notice that you had a Gmail address. So Gmail has a way of separating your emails for you, and you may not have seen our email. So please check for that. And thank you again for reaching out to Awaken. And I hope you like your gift. And for our last announcement, our Lightworker classes have begun. Yay! Finally. It's been a lot of work getting us to this point, but we finally had our first international lightworker meeting on Monday night. I love the platform that we're using, and it's going to make it very easy for us to start doing webinars for everyone. So look for some updates on classes and webinars that we'll be offering to our listeners. These classes will be designed to take you to the next level in your awakening process. Remember, you can access the Natural Healing Holistic Living classes on demand right now through our website, and they will help to prepare you for higher levels of information that we plan to share with you in the future. Our Level 2 Natural Healing classes will be starting, so I look forward to meeting many of you in our future webinars. It'll be really nice to see you and to have these classes for everyone around the world. Those will be coming soon. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been giving us feedback on the Natural Healing online classes, and I really appreciate your support of Awaken the Healing. Okay, back to our message from Spirit. So how does what we're going through at this time relate to having a baby? Well, Spirit says that having a baby is not an easy process, as many of us already know. And depending on the circumstances surrounding the birth of a new child, sometimes things can get a little out of hand, and they can feel very scary because of the unknown that surrounds the new birth. But this is where your faith has to come in. You have to believe and know that everything is working out for your highest good. Spirit said, unfortunately, there can be a lot of turbulence around the birth of a new child because a new vibration is trying to come into the world. But the world is already set in an old vibration. So some people will fight the new vibration. They will fight the new birth because they don't want things to change. And others will welcome the new because they are ready for change. Change is the only thing that can help better our condition. We have to be willing to accept change if we want things to get better on our planet. When things stay the same for too long, it's a manifestation of stagnation. And when things are not growing, they are dying slowly. So we have to understand and understand that all things must change in order for the new to come in order for us to grow. All things will pass in time so that newness can take its place. And so this is what we're facing right now, A new earth is coming into being, and it's very exciting. At least this is how I see it. Some people have a hard time wrapping their heads around this concept, but just think about it. What did it feel like a day or so before a new child was born into your life? And most people have experienced this, if not directly, then through a sibling or another family member. Before a child is born, it's hard to imagine what life will be like to have that new baby around. You may be a proud grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, so even if the child is not directly yours, it changes your life. But before the child comes into the world, it's almost impossible to imagine how that little person is going to affect your life. So this is also true for the new earth. We are all in the birthing process right now, and we are feeling it all over the planet. It's being played out in the fear and in the sense of not knowing what the future holds. For some, it's a scary situation, and for others, it's very exciting. It just depends on how you perceive your reality. Are you being positive or are you being negative? Your perception is creating your reality. So in the case of Mother Earth moving into higher frequencies and taking humanity with her, all those who are ready to move into higher frequencies are excited about the change, even though it's impossible to know how these changes are going to affect our lives. For those who are not ready to move into higher vibrations, they will fight the changes and the transformation process, and therefore their experience will not be a positive one. It will be negative because they have fear and they expect the worst. So we are all creating our own realities, and this is the separation. It's like being a parent or a grandparent who is either ready or not ready for a new baby. What will you do? Will you fight it or will you embrace the unknown? No matter what, the new earth is being born. It's in the hands of the universe. It's bigger than all of us. Humans are just here for the ride. For those who are ready to move into higher vibrations, I want you to begin to imagine yourself playing a powerful role in our wonderful new earth, creating beautiful societies around the world to assist in the upliftment of humanity. What part do you want to play? What do you want to offer? How do you want to help humanity grow and expand in consciousness? It's like having a close relative who's having a new baby. What part do you want to play in that baby's life, and how do you want to help your loved one? You see, we all are connected, and we are all the human family, each and every one of us, no matter where you are on the earth. This is our mother. Where she goes, we go. But we all have a choice to either move with her joyfully, or we can fight the process of transformation. But I want you to keep in mind that we have all asked to be here at this time. But that doesn't automatically mean that we are all here for the same reason. Some of us have come to help in this process, and others have come to hinder the process. This is something you have to keep in mind. Not everyone is happy to see a positive change in our world, because this means that there is a changing of the guard, and the old rulership and control must leave the planet or die off or be removed, however you see it. So that will make an opening for the new society to be born. The old must pass away in order for the new to come forth. Those who are fighting the new earth don't want to give up their power. They want people to believe that things are getting worse on the planet. But in truth, they are creating illusions that something is getting worse on the planet, in order to make you believe their narrative. They want to mislead people and to create unnecessary birthing pains in this process. But you must understand that things only appear to get worse before they get better, because it's a healing process. And sometimes the old and the viruses and bacteria and things you've been storing in your body have to come out. This is part of what we call the healing process or the healing crisis. you have to remove the sores and the pus and that sort of thing from the body in order for the body to be strong again. So at this time, we need prayers. Prayers are needed for this healing process. It's a time of transformation and rejuvenation for the planet and for our societies. It's a healing on our planet. And you have no idea how this new earth is going to affect you. But it's going to be something incredible. It's going to be so beautiful. You have to remember that you are always in control of how you perceive your reality. You can see change as something positive or as something negative. Are you excited about what is to come in the new earth? It's all up to you. The problem is many people have become used to the old ways and they don't want to let them go. In fact, many are willing to attempt to abort the child, even as it's being born. This is also something we're witnessing on the planet, an attempt to hijack the new reality that is being born. And I'm here to tell you that it will not be successful because the new earth has been prophesied for thousands of years to come. And now you are here to see it being born with your own eyes. It's a powerful time to be on the planet. Spirit says that at this time, we should be in constant prayer and expectation for the highest and the best outcome for our planet. We cannot give in to fear or negative thinking. There are even blessings in what appears to be a negative experience, because even what we call negativity has a gift in it. So many of us are seeing blessings that have come out of this time that we've been going through on the planet here in 2020. Many people that I know, including myself and my family, have been truly blessed by these experiences that some would call negative. It's been a beautiful time of healing. So we don't know the plan of God. We don't know the plans of the universe. We don't know how things will unfold. But what we do know is that everything happens for a reason and that all things work for good. And I know that good is coming out of all of this for everyone who receives it. Your life is going to change for the better, but you have to open your arms to welcome a transformation. You have to be willing to let go of the old in order to walk into the new. And you need to believe it. You need to believe that your life is going to change for the better. There will be more love and joy in your life because the transformation process is going to bring in higher vibrations. The new earth is rearing its head right now, is crowning, and evidence of its presence can be seen and felt around the world. Blood is being shed, and there is great pain, but soon we will see that new life is springing forth, changing the world for the better. Everything seems to be hanging in the balance right now, and all we have to do is continue to pray and ask for divine assistance. Call for the angels to watch over us and know that life is going to be so much better when we get through this. It's a time that tests your faith, and faith without works is dead. So put your faith to work and know that something beautiful awaits all of us as we pass through our own personal dark forest to face our fears. I would not change anything after knowing the joy and happiness that my children have brought me in my life. It's just something we all have to go through, birthing pains or the birthing experience. And we will all be stronger for it as a human family. After all of this is over, we'll look back and we'll actually be grateful for this period of time we've experienced. Keep your chin up and stay positive. Keep your prayers going and focus on the wonderful new earth that we are creating together. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. believe in it, believe in it.